Hey, Kelvin, good morning.
Good morning.
It is, as you know, June 28th, and we're not going to talk about that certain game that that certain team on a certain continent played in a certain game because we're not talking about it.
Don't talk about it.
I won't say anything at all about, you know,
England being beaten by Iceland.
Right. Not a word.
No.
You may say something, but I won't. Anyway, as always, it's Tuesday. SEO tips for Tuesday for the Guyer Kirk Report. As always, we'll have the show notes available to you listeners on the Guyer Kirk Report. podbean.com. If you go to that link, then any of the links that we talk about today, whether it's Huffing Post or Top Blogger, whatever, the links are all going to be there, as well as the links to the eternal evaluation question, the follow us links for Facebook and Twitter. Thank yous for all the shout outs for the content delivery networks that have our audio posted. But anyway, and the SEO tips today, the first thing that came up is about being a solopreneur isn't easy, okay? It's a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it's even a struggle, and you're dealing with all kinds of risks of the shield that you don't really have those risks if you work at a normal job. So if you're a solopreneur on the web, you got big challenges to face in marketing that business effectively of yours. So to get that done a little bit easier, there are 7 easy SEO tips, and that's the first link. It's a Huffington Post article Jeff Charles wrote, and I invite you to take a look at that and lessen the burden, make it easier done. So let's say that you're a part of an SEO team. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a cheat sheet for better content marketing? Well, Kevin Koch thought so too, and so on toprankblog.com, he provided us with a post this month about providing quality experiences in all of the content marketing efforts that you make. It's all shapes and sizes are covered, blog posts, infographics, email, podcasts, and then the other content sizes and types, all addressed in this cheat sheet. Very good document. Give that a go. You'll be glad you did. And finally, in order to find out what's broke, what's not working, you have to have the ways to gather actionable insights from your Google Analytics, of course, to inform and make a better marketing plan. So if your goal is to have a page that converts, then these are the 3 things that this article suggests. And the link is there for toprankblog.com. Find your best performing pages by conversions. Mobile is different than desktop. If you've got a responsive site and you provide your content, your ideas in mobile environment, but they're not working, they're not converting, redo it. Get your own site search data. When people go to the faganfiles.com and they do a search, then you want to know what they're looking for. If they're looking for The Living and the Dead, the new show that comes on tonight on BBC One, a little shameless plug there. And we know about that show and many other things because we
chatted about it.
Yes. In blab.im, there's a group called, aptly named, Friends Just Chatting, and that's what they do. They talk about this and that and the other thing. And one of the things we talk about, of course, is some TV shows and what we've watched and so forth. And so I'd invite you to take a look at that. If you're watching us on the YouTube channel, where we've got this video, hopefully, then give us a thumbs up, or if we don't have the video, you can give us the other thumbs, and subscribe if you would. We'd love to have you be a part of this community. Thanks to everyone in the chat and the people that are listening on their audio on the way to work, whether it's Stitcher or Spreaker or Podbean, iTunes, you name it, we got it, so you can get it. The invitation, again, like I said before, I warned you, I'm going to invite you to fill out the evaluation question. It's a single yes no question. It's on the show notes page, and invite you to become a patron of the Guyer Kirk Report, because tea, this the beverage of choice. I mean, when you have a British co-host, you have to drink tea, I guess. It's kind of a rule. And an expectation. User expectation is so important. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and co-host buddy. Have I forgotten anything?
I've forgotten what I was meant to remind you. So I guess okay. Not.
We'll call it a wrap. I think that's a good show. And on that note, I'll say those three famous words I do at the end of every show. It's a wrap.